This is tape 5, interview with Mr. Spicer. Mr. Spicer, who is in this photo?
This is my mother. This picture was taken before the war in Poland, Starachowice. Last time I saw her was in 1944 in Birkenau camp, in the women's camp. And I was in the children's camp, and I have never seen her since.
Who is in the picture and what are their names?
That's my father, Mayor Feldpeiser, and my mother, Hanna Feldpeiser. This picture was taken before the war in Starachowice, and I have never seen them since 1944.
Who is in the photo, and can you say their names?
Yeah, well, one is my mother's brother. His name was Simcha Rubinstein.
Which one is your mother's brother? At the back, on the left or the right? On the left.
On the left. And then is my father, Mayor Feldpeiser, my mother, Hanna Feldpeiser, my oldest brother, Israel Feldpeiser, Zachariah Feldpeiser, Harry Feldpeiser, and Hanoch Feldpeiser. This picture was, I was not born yet, before the war. This picture is my brother. He never survived. His name is Zachariah Feldpeiser. He was taken away sick in 1944, and I have never seen him. This picture was taken after the war with the Jewish brigade from Israel, and a lot of children. That was near Landsberg after the war.
So who were these children? Where did they come from?
They all from the camps. They all children from the camps.
How soon after liberation was this taken?
Six months after, something like that.
Are you in this photo?
Yes.
Where are you? Can you describe it by rows?
In the set from the top, in the middle. The third row in the middle with the wavy hair next to a lady.
That's you?
Yeah, that's me.
Tell me about this photo.
This photo was taken in Israel, I think. And I'm also there somewhere in the middle.
Which child are you in this photo?
On top, on the right.
At the very end?
The very end, yeah, right on top. That's myself in the Israeli Navy.
Is that the Merchant Navy or the Army Navy?
The Army Navy, not in the Merchant. That's myself in the Merchant Navy on the left in the front.
And who are the other men?
Friends from the ship that worked there. One I remember, he used to be in the same cabin as me. His name is Tzvi, but I can't remember his second name. That's myself. and my wife Helen when we got married.
What year was that?
1956. This picture was taken outside East Melbourne Shul after the wedding. That's my son Gary, Morris, my wife, in Stanley, going to synagogue. In our new home, we had a house already.
What year would that have been taken?
In this 64, 65.
Thank you.
This picture is from left, my grandson Jeremy, his father Gary Spicer, admitting to the bar Morris Spicer, my other son Stanley Spicer on the right. On the left is Benny Spicer, the brother of Gary, and my grandson Matthew Spicer, that's the father of Gary, and myself. This picture is myself. The little one in the front is Daniel. Matthew, Elise, Jeremy, my wife, Helen, and in the front is my other grandson, the new one, Samuel. That's my oldest son, Gary Spicer, his wife, Bambi, his son, Jeremy, his daughter, Elise. In the front is Matthew and Danielle.
Where is your oldest son and his family living now?
In Israel, and we're going to visit them soon. This is near, I think near the Kotel, if I don't mistake. No, I don't know, somewhere.
Okay. Mr. Spicer, can you introduce the members of your family, please?
To my right is my wife, Helen Spicer. Standing up in the back of me is Stanley Spicer and Morris Spicer, and to my left, sitting on the chair, is Benny Spicer.
And Mr. Spicer, do you tell your children very much about your experiences as they were growing up?
Not really.
Did you know very much about it?
No. Only what we read as well.
Nothing from Dad's personal experiences. I went last year to Dachau concentration camp, and that's given me a greater understanding as to what he went through. And I think all children of survivors should go and get a greater appreciation of what they went through.
And is there anything you'd like to say to your father? You have something there that you want to
say? Well, this is on behalf of my brother Gary, but I'd just like to say how proud I am of the way he survived the war and came to Australia and has provided for my mother and us the way he has. Very strong. And this is from my eldest brother Gary, who lives in Israel. I do not recall my father mentioning the Holocaust, his parents, or his experiences during World War II. For me, his life began as a sailor in Haifa. The number on his arm seemed natural, and the Holocaust was never really discussed in our family. The only memory I have was that we were never allowed to lick our fingers at the table because it reminded him of his childhood and how there was never enough food. Yom HaShoah in Israel is a very emotional day with lectures at school and many programs on television devoted to the issue. Interviews with survivors of concentration camps are screened throughout the day. It is through these interviews that I began to realize what it must have been like for a young boy like my father to be torn away from his family, home and friends, to know that he would never see his mother and father again, to suffer illness and hunger and to have to fend for oneself in an age where the only thing that should worry a boy is homework and soccer. My father managed to survive this Holocaust and establish a happy, healthy family and prosperous business. His life is devoted to being able to provide for his children and now grandchildren. To watch the love and patience he gives to his grandchildren is perhaps to watch an accumulation of love that he was deprived of in his youth. It is interesting that only now is Dad willing to share his past. I believe that he realises that he has succeeded against all odds. It is the complete revenge. My children ask more questions than I ever dreamed of, the answers to which only Zeta has the key. His decision to tell his story for his grandchildren closes a circle for him and allows others to help him carry the pain. Thank you.
I'm the third elder son, Morris. I've also got a few words. Basically, I want to thank you, Dad, on behalf of my family and the future descendants of my family for providing us with this record of your experiences. I know that this whole exercise has been painful and difficult for you, and I'm proud to know, as I've always known, that you are a courageous man and you're totally devoted to your family. In fact, your commitment to us has meant that I've grown up in a safe, secure and comfortable home. Really a complete contrast between our lives could not be more stark. You have taught me many lessons in the way you have lived your life. You haven't burdened your life with the horrors of your childhood. In particular, Dad, I've learned from you to be strong in the sad times. And how to pick myself up and get on with life. Thanks, Dad, from me, Lindy and Samuel.
Look, again, that was his decision. He didn't want to burden us with what he went through. I can't. He chose to do this today. It's something he chose to do. We could have lived a lifetime without knowing what he went through. It was his choice. So, really.
I can only say that I love you very much and I hope we have made up for all the pain that you went through. Really, that's all I can say.
Can you see the benefits? What do you think will...
I think it was very hard. I can see the benefit that our grandchildren will appreciate where his desire came from, and I think they will learn something. And also for the boys, that they really didn't know anything about it. So it's good for them to see it all.
And in a bigger circle, it's just good that, in general, these videos are done to be stored away in a memorial that will show the world that this really did happen, and, you know. Something fun.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the whole family for being here. Thank you, Mr. Spicer.
You're welcome.